From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe made a public appearance on Friday, his first. Anita Powell has more on talks aimed at getting the aide leader to resign and why the military says that this was not a coup.
They are saying that this is not a coup. This is a democratic correction that the military made, and they are trying to persuade the president to step down. They're not forcing him out of power. They are persuading him to agree on a path forward. The reason this cannot be a coup in there as part of their narrative is that if this were to be a coup, the African Union and the Southern African Development Community would have to take an automatic hardline stance. They would have to suspend the membership of Zimbabwe, and they would have to impose sanctions.
That's VOA's Anita Powell. At least five people were killed Friday as Kenyan police tried to disperse supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga in ongoing tensions over disputed elections. Police fired tear gas, water cannons to try to stop supporters of Odinga from reaching the capital center where the opposition leader was to give a speech. Police had warned earlier this week that they would not allow Odinga to address supporters after returning from speaking engagements abroad, while opposition lawmakers encouraged people to turn out. A Belgian judge made no ruling on Friday on a European arrest warrant issued by Spain for ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont. Madrid issued the warrant for Puigdemont and the four ex-ministers after they fled to Brussels last month and ignored a summons to appear before a Spanish judge claiming they would not get a fair trial. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.